The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
More than once through the years, I've paraphrased the Peace Corps slogan on Mother's Day, you know, to say, "Mothers, that's the toughest job you'll ever love." But Father's Day, as we know, is straight ahead this weekend, and I'd just like to say on behalf of us fathers, being a father's no walk in the park or at the beach either. I'm sure many of you dads would agree. It, too, is one of the toughest jobs you'll ever love, but I tell you what, God is ready to help us do it and do it better than we might think. But we need the advice of some others, such as my guest this hour, to really learn how we can do that effectively. Joining us with his own insights on this whole experience we call fatherhood. He's one himself, by the way, and he's helped thousands of families in general and fathers in particular in his role as president of Focus on the Family. Jim Daly, welcome, my friend, and honored to have you with us.
Don, it's great to be with you as always. Thank you.
You know, my dear dad, now with the Lord, wonderful pastor, Bible teacher, really, truly great man of God. He had a wonderful sense of humor as well. And he used to say, you know, my kids are like the trials I've had in my life. I wouldn't trade what I've had for anything, but I sure don't want any more. And he he brought a reality to being a father that has helped me through the years. But let's talk about the importance of fathers in the basic family structure, which has, it seems to me, been so diminished and even outright assaulted in recent times. What do you think?
Well, yeah, it's unfortunate, Don. And you know, for those of us that work in this area, the statistics are so strong. You have, for example, when a father comes to Christ, 93% of the family will come to Christ as well. Moms are almost like, we know where mom's at. We know mom has to love us. And when a mom and a wife come to Christ, 23% of the family also make that decision. Wow. To follow Christ. So it doesn't demean mom's role at all. I think, again, it's just almost taken for granted. We know mom's going to love us. We know mom's going to love the Lord. But dad's a wild card. And when dad makes that decision, it's leadership, and it changes the way the family operates. And that's evidence of it. The fact that 93% of family members come to Christ after dad comes to Christ is quite a telling picture, I think, of what God intended there. And that's why there's a lot of pressure, rightful pressure, on men and fathers to get that right, to know first and foremost who they are in Christ and what their responsibilities are.
And there really is, as you've already cited, a powerful difference even on the child between the expectations of the father and the all-accepting love of the mother. He's my kid no matter what. There is a difference, isn't there?
Well, there really is. And I wrote about that in my book, The Good Dad, that, you know, dads are just simply the wild card. We never know exactly, you know, where is dad at? In my situation, I grew up with an alcoholic father, so that even compounded that problem. You didn't know if you're going to get Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. And for your listeners who grew up in a similar situation, that's just the life of a child of an alcoholic. You just don't know what person you're going to get tonight. And that's unfortunate. It's unhealthy. It's dysfunctional. And, you know, when you look at it, Don, when you look at what's going on in the country, by and large, I know we've got, you know, racial issues that we've got to deal with as a culture. I get that, and I accept that, and biases, et cetera, and certainly what happened in Minnesota. We get it. Now we've got to do something, and hopefully we will do some things to correct those biases and those prejudices. But at the same time, I've been saying that the fountainhead, the headwaters of the problems in the culture, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter, you looked at the breakdown of the family, that's where the headwaters are at. That's what Senator Moynihan talked about in his groundbreaking research in the 60s. He was a sociologist before becoming a senator, and he had that groundbreaking research on the African-American family. And at that time, the fatherlessness rate was 26% within that community. Today, it's 77%. And the white community is in that 26-27% area. So we all are suffering in the culture from the breakdown of the family. And that's what grieves my heart, that people would call for an end to the nuclear family. That's where we learn love, empathy, how to communicate with one another, how to tolerate each other. And when the family is broken down in all cultures and all ethnicities, we're in trouble. And that's where we got to start the repair work.
Now, to us pastors, every year when I speak on Father's Day, I always try to be sensitive to the fact, because I know it firsthand in some cases, that some of the people sitting in the pew did not have any kind of a good or positive father experience, just as you've just cited for yourself. How can we minister effectively to them? Because I've had more than one or two privately share with me that, you know, that brings up pain instead of me having a father that I can honor on Father's Day.
Well, I think, again, that cuts to the spiritual nature of the whole thing. How do we truly forgive someone who's wounded us? And nobody can wound like a father. And because a child's love for his father is so deep and so resilient that you've got to go a long way before you can steal the love of that child's heart away for his father. Yet it happens. It happens through abuse of all kinds. It happens through neglect. It happens through, you know, physically being in the home, but emotionally being distant. And, you know, I think for us that have gone through that, that can mentor those men and young men particularly on how to truly forgive and understand the brokenness of humanity, the brokenness of fathers, and the fact that you've got to change it. You're going to have your chance. You're going to be the father, hopefully someday, Lord willing. And when you do, and when you have those children, what are you going to do differently? That really was my motivation, the one thing I wanted. I can meet with presidents, Don, you know this. You can meet with powerful senators, powerful people in business world. The best time of my day was getting home and having my boys run out of the house, grab my legs as I monster walked back into the house. And that's the truth.
Yeah,
I've been there. The highest places of power. But there was no greater joy that came to my heart than being with my sons. And they know that. They feel it. They say today, we know, Dad, that you love us. I broke the generational curse in my family.
I was, earlier today, as I was preparing my thoughts to chat with you, thought of the book titled by Chuck Swindoll. It's been reissued, Strengthening Your Grip, How to Be Grounded in a Chaotic World. And I thought, what a great title and concept, just in general, but What could you suggest to dads who are doing it right? They're doing it the best they can, but they would be the first to say, I'm not doing it perfect, and they still have some years or time left to make some adjustments. What could they do to maybe strengthen their grip, so to speak, on fatherhood?
Well, the thing that I've learned, and I battle in my own marriage because my wife would expect me and wants me to be a little bit more of the enforcer. And I think for dads, the thing we have to remember is what your kids are going to need from you and what they're going to remember from you, I think, is love. And it's a hard thing for men to give if they've not received it, but you have to intentionally remember that the long game, if you've got a teenager right now, which I have too, a 17 and a 19-year-old, you got to think about them when they're 35 and 40, who they're going to be, how God's going to use them. Even if they're still in a valley spiritually, you never know. And I know many of the listeners will have adult children that are struggling. But we have to look at the long view and maintain relationship with them. And when you're looking at that as a dad, you can be rules-oriented. And you broke the rule, here's the consequence. And certainly kids need boundaries. They need those reinforcements. They need steady guidance in that regard. But what they're going to need most from you as a dad is the fact that they know that you love them, that they can count on you, even if they fail. And just think of your Heavenly Father. What do we need from God? He knows. He knows He'll help us get up. He wants us to confess our sins. He wants us to know where we have failed. And that's okay. That's good. That means we're growing through conviction. And then get up and make that commitment to do better tomorrow. and he'll be there in our corner to pick us up again. How much more, you know, Heavenly Father, if he's going to do that for us, can we as earthly fathers do that to emulate him? And then that's where your children are going to have the greatest success in a spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ.
You mentioned your book, and certainly folks want to pick up on that, The Good Dad. But what other resources, perhaps, at Focus do you have right now that would help dads?
There are so many. I mean, one
I thought of that.
A parenting survey you can come and take, and it'll show you your strengths and weaknesses.
Ah.
And it's free. Yeah, you just go to the FocusOnTheFamily.com website. But that's a great one. I've done it. It takes about 5 minutes. It'll just say you're going to be stronger in these areas. You may need to work a little bit in these other areas. Mm. And, you know, it's kind of like going in for your smog test on your diesel engine. Hopefully you're going to pass the test. But, you know, bottom line is there's a heap of resources. Just get in touch with us. And we'll put the tool in your hand that you're going to need for what you're facing.
One quick final question. Is it not fair to say that a person's understanding of God and openness to God is at least in large part affected by the kind of relationship that person may have had with a father?
Absolutely. The one comment when I speak on this topic, I'll have, you know, 30 guys in front of me at the end of the talk, and generally each one will come to me and say, I didn't have that kind of relationship with my dad, and I don't know how to have that kind of relationship with God because my father framed what it means to have a father, and it's not healthy. And like I said, you've got to come to the place where you can let that go and let God begin to fill you with what it means to be a father, to be a man, etc. And he will do it. I've never in my life's experience, when I've had a challenge in this area and asked God for help, he's never failed me. And I think I can stand on solid ground, take the challenge, search out the scripture, especially in this area of fatherhood. Look at the trouble in scripture of the dads like King David. The truth is none of us are perfect, and you're not going to be perfect. You just want to keep moving in a positive, godly direction every day with your kids.
Good word, my friend. Thank you for helping us head into the Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to you, by the way.
Thank you so much, everybody. Happy Father's Day, and you too, Don. God bless you.
Thank you. Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family. And again, as he mentioned, you can go to the website, FocusOnTheFamily.com. You dads take the survey, and you don't have to tell anybody else how it came out if you don't like the results. But seriously, I think it'd be really helpful for you to do.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.